True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Clint, bro, I love you, man.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. And it's one of them old, I almost said, Reaction Mondays, y'all. We ain't getting window tickets today?
A succulent Tuesday.
We out of tickets?
Yeah, I was just telling Ron the break. I guess we're done with rodeo
what
tickets.
What the hell, man? Journey blows the stage up, and we don't give away any tickets,
that,
huh?
That was the other big story I caught up there. In
floor. There was a fire. God.
I did not realize, boys, that it was during It was like at the beginning, like the third song or something, third song.
I think 90 seconds is what I heard.
B was a little off on that. Okay. It was 3 or 4 songs in.
I heard it was 3 or 4 songs
but
in,
it was in,
and it was right at the beginning of
Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing.
The white folks anthem.
Wow. Yeah, I bet they were all standing up ready when the lights went out.
Oh, I bet them jokers was pissed.
Pendergast didn't mind, though.
He thought it was history. That's what I saw his video said. History. There's some people out there who spent that money on that ticket was smoking hot.
Yeah, Sean just wanted to be part of history. I said, yeah, we probably didn't pay for them old tickets.
I didn't come out here to see these damn calves get tied up. I came out here to go...
Boy, they do a number on them calves over here, don't they?
Oh, man, Doug. The little kids, man, them teenagers having to try to drag them calves all the way over. I'm like, man, somebody, there ain't no way that calf is sitting on his ass, ain't going nowhere.
It will not be a good night.
They had me, boy.
Well, what's the most impressive part for you, Ron, when they rope his horns and another guy ropes his legs?
Yeah, but that is. But that at the end, though, they got like the 4-H kids that run out there and they're trying to
calf scramble.
Yeah, they trying to grab then and
they get to keep that cow.
Oh man, I saw that one where I said, boy, that calf's too deep. She in there trying to drag her, and then and then they had to get the clowns and the people to come over there because that calf said, I'm not going to her, and I told you to grab me one more time, and then that calf ran up on her ass. And then they had to get the clown and people come over there. Boy, they had me, man.
That's the best part, right? When they get tired of when the adults in the group get tired of watching the kids try to pull them, they say, hell with it, man. Ain't but a couple left. Let's just go ahead and pull them back in here, y'all.
I'm sitting there saying, man, hell, Bum B ain't gonna get on this stage here if y'all we don't get in here and help you out.
Wrestling these cows, huh? All right, Aaron Kapner. I want to give Aaron Kapner Sports Radio 610. If y'all been out to some of our live broadcasts, she comes out quite a bit. And it is her birthday. It's Aaron Kapner's birthday, and I want to wish her a happy birthday, definitely from the Drive boys here, but more importantly from all of Sports Radio 610. We greatly appreciate everything that you do. She's big. There you go. She is a big Sports Radio 610 listener. Ron, did you know that?
I did know that.
I thought Melanie was the only girl we had listening.
No.
Sorry, Mel.
No, Aaron's y'all, Aaron's mother, big time listener.
Y'all are trying to get y'all's ass whooped.
I'm not.
Happy birthday, Aaron. We appreciate you.
And your mom. Yeah.
Not only are you good at what you do, not only are you unbelievably helpful, not only are you the glue that holds everything together around here, but you're a pretty good old gal to go along with it, man. You're fun to be around, good times, always supportive. You check all the boxes. We greatly appreciate Aaron Kapner around these parts. Hey, just a quick announcement. You know them astronauts have been stuck in space? Told you that 9 months. You know, B. Scott didn't even know we had astronauts stuck in space.
9 months.
9 months. They've been stuck at a space station.
You got a lot going on with this digital team.
Nine.
Like the womb all over again.
9 months. Hey, T. They're headed home, Chief.
Nice.
They're due to land at 5 o'clock Eastern. I'm sorry, 6 o'clock Eastern. Due to land. Oh, Butch and Sunny.
Butch.
It is Butch Wilmore and Sunny Williams. I'm assuming that's Sunny and not Sunny. I mean, it's SU. There's only one N, so I'm gonna guess it's Sunny, not Sunny. But
he was destined to either be an astronaut or a boxer.
Old Butch.
You talking about Butch?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have to say? What kind of conclusion are you gonna draw about Sunny over here?
I gotta think on that one.
I guess I should probably. I'm pretty sure it's Sunny. But anyway, it goes. They're due back. 9 months is obviously way too damn long to be stuck anywhere, much less in space. So
that's a pregnancy.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what we were talking about the other day. I think B. Scott. I said, damn, B. Scott, she could have had a kiddo up there, grow a whole human in 9 months, man. Yeah. They're back, but nonetheless, man. I hope they land safe. They're too close. They're too close for things to go awry now. They got to make it happen. On the Astros front, boys, we got something big coming around the corner this evening. What time's that game tip tonight? What time did Astros first pitch it tonight?
First pitch, 5 something.
Yeah, I think it's like right at 5:05 or something weird like that.
Lance McCullers is on the bump. I know we've talked about it a couple of times, Ron. Am I the only one that's as excited about Lance McCullers just in general? Not necessarily tonight, but just in general. Am I the only one that's as excited as I've been in a long time about any Astro?
No, I think
you are not.
I think I might be the president of the Lance McCullers excitement fan club.
I like it.
I am. I won't hear anything of John Lopez trying to downplay this thing. This has to be a good sign that they are ready to start him in a game. Like not bullpen where we can control stuff or we're gonna face, you know, wink wink, Kristen Walker and Jeremy Pena. No. You're going to go get in a game. You're going to have to deal with a pitch clock. Mind you, Lance McCullers has never pitched during the pitch clock era.
It feels huge.
That's how long it's been. So I think this is a huge deal, and I am excited. And because I told you all the time, I love greatness. And Lance, the last time Lance was, not even that pitching for a full season, not even the time frame when he came back late in the year and they won the World Series and he pitched a little bit. But he was the ace of the staff that Framber Valdez was on.
Bury me in the H.
And I think that the Astros would be 3-time champions had he had not gotten injured in game 4 against the White Sox. They eventually won, but then it just put, they never had another quality starter that they had confidence in the rest of the race. They end up losing to the Braves in 6. I think if he was there, I think they would have won another championship. I don't know if Lance is going to be there, but I think many people have forgotten how good Lance McCullers was when he pitched. And I'm excited to see if there's anything close to that right now.
You and me both. Last time, it was last week, Ron, you were out. You were out there putting as much strain on your feet as you possibly you ever have in a week.
I'm still not recovered.
Your feet still aching? Hey, I got a reflexology joint you can go to. That'll get them feet back right, man.
Right ankle, too.
30 pitches, 94 miles an hour. Felt good afterwards. Felt good after that. That was when you were in Florida, walking that hot pavement for days on days. Things we do for our kids. That was the last report. And as they said then, he was scheduled to pitch Tuesday night. And now there's been a little bit of information here pushed out on social media about Lance McCullers. He's only going one inning. Boy, does that bother you at all? One inning tonight?
No, I think that's pretty much. I mean, I think that's almost similar to what you see from guys who just started in spring training.
Yeah.
Right, like Hunter Brown and Framber, I think their first starts, generally it's one. Light maybe they work, went yeah. two, but it's generally one inning. This is his first start. I am not kidding. I said this earlier. If they said one pitch, if they said, hey, man, he's going one pitch, maybe. One batter. We're going to test him out for one batter. The fact that he is at this point, March 18th, graduated from all of that stuff to be able to be put into a real game. Like this is a real game.
Yeah.
So one inning, we'll see. I wonder how many pitches that means, whatever. But that is a great sign. I said, what did I say? I was thinking, will he play prior to June? And the way this is kind of trending, I think that is a very real possibility that he plays before June, the way this is trending.
Lance McCullers to start this evening for the Astros. He's believed to be one inning, set to go one inning tonight. Last time we saw him, 30 pitches, 94 miles an hour, felt good afterwards. Hopefully tonight's less than 30 pitches, but hopefully we're touching 94, 95, and he feels good afterwards. We shall see. I'm stoked about this as well. Luis Garcia, another one coming off surgery. He'll throw a live BP Thursday. We got a lot going on Thursday. We got an Arkansas-Kansas game going on Thursday that we got to deal with. But Luis Garcia will be throwing a live BP. I got bad news, Ron. Yordan Alvarez scratched from the lineup. He's not going to be able to help Lance tonight in that one inning that Lance is going to pitch. Yordan Alvarez scratched from the lineup after jamming his right thumb in BP a couple days ago.
Jammed
it up. He'll be back tomorrow, though. He'll be back tomorrow. But jammed it a couple of days ago in batting practice, I believe.
I'd give him another day.
He's been out.
I'd give him another day.
One more day?
Yep.
They're going to give him one more. He's going to be on the field March 19th, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, is what the report said.
Even though.
Couple other notes here from the Astros. They've announced that Hunter Brown will start game two of the regular season. I don't think that's anything that wasn't expected.
After that, all hell breaks loose.
Yes, that's a Friday. After that, who knows what's going to happen? They did. Did you guys realize that the old boy starting on this came up because when I was golfing yesterday with Bud Norris, he asked a question about who was starting for the Mets. Did y'all realize who's starting for the Mets on opening night?
I'm trying to think of who that would be.
It's Clay Holmes.
Clay Holmes.
You got that one?
He played. Clay Holmes played for the Yankees for a while.
He's been the Yankees closer.
Yeah, he's been
for three years.
Are they starting? They're doing an opener.
He expressed interest in becoming a starter. So the Mets snatched him up and told him, "Yep, you can come on over here."
And he's the opening day starter.
Opening day starter hadn't started a game in 7 years. Now again, it's because he's been one of the top closers in the league. It's not because he can't pitch. It's he's been one of the top closers in the league since 2018, 2019.
They have to have somebody hurt. This
first start in 7 years, Ron.
I got to figure out the New York Mets.
Framber versus the Yankees closer is on opening day. You'll get that. Framber versus Clay Holmes. So there's just some news and nuggets on the Astros front for you real quick. Did you guys watch Rory McIlroy? Did y'all watch the Players' Championship this weekend? Did you get a chance to see any of
it? I saw more of the three-hole playoff the next day. Yeah.
Now, I may butcher this here, but the story, because we were, again, golfing yesterday, I was kind of getting it, you know, in the while we're eating and having drinks and breaking bread. I knew Rory made the comeback. I knew old buddy blew up on the second playoff hole and that gist right there. And Rory won again. By the way, that's the 28th PGA Tour title for Rory McIlroy. He's the eighth player to win multiple players' championships. But we're sitting there watching yesterday. And I'm sitting among a bunch of golfers, a bunch of guys that golf a lot more than I do. And they're explaining what's going on. Did you see the slick one that Rory McIlroy pulled yesterday? Mm-hmm. Now, these old boys made it sound like he did it on purpose. And I didn't know this, Ron. I learned this yesterday. Did you realize on the PGA Tour, like if me and you were golfing together, if we're both pros and you hit a ball, I can't ask you what club you use. Like I can't legally say, hey, man, what'd you hit right there?
What did you get a penalty or something?
I found this out during high school golf at Sterling High School in Baytown. You cannot ask your competition what club they're using, but we'd get around it with a little, hey, man, how old's your sister?
She's about seven, maybe a strong eight.
So you knew to hit the 7 or 8 iron. Right? How about that rule?
It is a dumb rule.
How about that rule? But
I'm sorry, what's the penalty? You got to drop a stroke?
I don't know what the penalty is, sure, or if it's just a fine, but you just can't do it, Ron. It's just a rule, Ron. You going to break it?
No. I know Jim Nance's ass will be around, be able to call
so,
it.
So here's the deal.
Jim will call in and he's a...
So the blow-up hole on in extras there. Apparently, old buddy that was playing with Rory, they got video of it. He's writing on his little card in his hand. And as Rory's pulling his club out of his bag, he's cutting his eyes over there trying to see what club he pulled. Supposedly, Rory pulled a club knowing he was pulling too much club, choked down on it and hit it on the green. This old boy pulled the club that he thought he needed based on...
good for Rory. I'm going to use it.
Boss man completely cleared the green. Didn't hit nothing but water on the backside. Completely cleared it.
Rory laughed.
The game... I don't know. Rory did walk pretty close to him behind him and kind of look back at him. I don't know. It seemed to be some level of gamesmanship. I would have never noticed it had I not been sitting there with a bunch of golfers. But you talk about the game within the game. You know, when you're in a playoff scenario, really any kind of scenario like that, where if you get a chance to... When it's your box and you got to tee off first... and you're not using the obvious driver, it's a par three. I mean, you know how to manipulate your clubs better than the next guy. You think that'd be a big advantage. I don't know how much truth to it, but if you hear that story and then you watch the video, it damn sure seems like old buddy got Rory pulled one over on him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty slick.
Not impossible, but whenever you were telling me about this, like, I would be judging the hell out of anyone playing a pro tournament that's looking at another dude's clubs to see what iron he's
well,
grabbing.
You know what I mean? No, I agreed. But if you, watch.
Yeah,
the,
no, yeah.
This is a guy that's essentially never been there playing with Rory who has. And it wasn't just the yardage, it was the wind.
Gotcha.
Like, the wind on this par three, it was an island par three, and the wind is all over the place. Like, it's brutal. So it was more of like, I think they were all kind of guessing of like what club should we use here because the wind's
gotcha,
so rough.
Yeah.
That was the play. It wasn't like just distance in general. It was more
taking a little peek over Rory.
Yeah, but he may have been I don't know what he may. Maybe he was looking at Rory's shoes. I don't know, but it damn sure looked like he was watching him pull that damn club out of that bag, and it bit him in the ass.
Well, he certainly chose the wrong club.
We're sitting there watching. A lot of guys didn't see it because it was that morning playoff, and we were all driving to the course. They said, "Did he miss the whole island?" He didn't touch nothing but water.
Man. Crazy, man. Congratulations to Rory, man.
I typically...
Because recently when I think of Rory on the course, I think of him choking.
He's had a rough go at it. And the PGA and the PGA turning their back on him, if you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. Them agreeing to, you know, standing tough against the Liv, making him the face of it, and then going behind his back and agreeing to shake hands again.
Yeah.
That was a rough look. And announcing or somehow leaking that he was going to divorce his old lady.
But
then,
they're back, though.
Then, yeah, they're back.
They're back. It's looking up good for
whatever
them.
Happened to old Ballyonis or whatever the hell her name is. She's still doing the broadcast?
Ballyonis?
The gal that he was reportedly running around on her with. She's a golf. She's a reporter on the course.
Yeah, I'll do some research.
I know you will. I know we can depend on
you'll
you
like
to
her.
Do that, Tyler.
You'll like her, Tyler.
Looking forward to this.
I bet you will. All right, coming up. How's Clint feeling about Derek Stingley Jr.? It was a big money, the most ever at that position. We'll discuss that next.
Stingley.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I wanted to tie the... maybe even tie the bow. I want to add a little something. In Dirty's Daily, you were talking about big one tonight for Lance McCullers.
Yeah.
And I said, I think I'm the president of the fan club of the excitement of Lance returning fan club.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some people rolling in with He won't make it through the season. I'm making bets with such and such.
You feeling froggy?
No, not him. I feel like that's why I am so so excited for Lance. Is I almost think the Lance thing has been, it's moved from a place that I think is almost unfair to him. Now, you two tell me if you think I'm off on this. Because I look at Lance and I think about Lance and Tank Dell. And Tank Dell is going to miss, what, in his three seasons, because next year he's going to miss some significant time. He's going to have missed significant time in three straight seasons. Hell, he's going to miss the most important games, right? He's never played in the playoffs. This team has made it to the playoffs all 2 years. And he's just gotten injured. Nothing that's his fault.
Right.
He's gotten injured. I get the feel that most fans are mad at the situation and not Tank. And I don't think that people view Tank as soft. Maybe that he's smaller, but I don't think people view him as soft. It feels like to me that the Lance thing moved from frustration of the situation to, it almost feels like some people don't think that Lance has been good with this. And it feels like it's almost a move towards a negativity towards Lance. And I we've said this on this show from the jump. I think Lance wants it. Lance wants to be out there. Lance is I think been killing Lance that he has missed so much time. But I don't get the feel that I feel like fans are angry at Lance. And I don't think this should be a thing that should be angry at Lance. I think it's the situation. Lance has legitimately been hurt. Lance has probably come back when he shouldn't have.
For a good part of a decade.
And maybe you're mad at Lance because of that right there. Maybe you're mad at Lance because of that. He's come back too soon. But to me, I feel the same way about Lance that I feel about Tank. And whenever Tank comes back, I'm going to be excited to see him on the field. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, boy, here we go. He's about to get hurt again.
Hope Stroud doesn't cry this time.
And you're on a roll, aren't you? but I think that's why I feel like I'm rooting for Lance a little more, because I do feel like it's moved past being mad at the situation that they've lost Lance to thinking like Lance isn't doing something. Like he's Deshaun or something.
Well, the thing is, Lance showed you greatness, and then when you needed Lance the most, he wasn't available. And that's not his fault, but as a fan base, you look at it and you go like, damn, how many times, over as long as he's an Astro, still an Astro, still injured, how many times could he have helped our organization while he's making $80-plus million in this last extension? How many times could he have helped our organization potentially win another World Series? That's the part for me. It's less about, not necessarily about Lance individually, but it's just more or less how he could have potentially helped this team if his ass could get healthy at all. And here we are still waiting for him to get healthy. So, I don't know if it's a mad at Lance.
But even the way you just described it was like, damn.
Oh, no, there ain't no doubt about it.
It was just like damn, but not like.
Yeah.
But I get the feel, and Tyler, tell me, I get the feel there's some people think that Lance may not be doing all he can to get there. Or that there is some in some way that this is on Lance that he is.
Something.
It just, because Lance and Tank are like very similar.
I feel what you're laying out there with
they're
Lance.
They're injured, and it's out of their control. And yeah, Tank hurt them the last 2 years, not having that extra weapon out there.
Yeah.
Right? But I get the feel that most fans view Tank and say, damn, man. Hell, I think Bobby is still paying for Tank's injury. His year one injury. I feel like for people with Lance is like you when you dubbed him fairly
Luxury Lance.
Like I don't think it meant like his ass.
No.
It's just like
just what it was at that point.
Yeah,
in time. And is still.
I feel like people have an eye roll when they see Lance.
Yeah.
There are some, not everybody. I think there are some that that have an eye roll.
No, I've picked up on that too, and I'm not sure what exactly it is. It could be any number of those things you just laid out. It's like, interesting.
Like, listen to this one from the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. That's exactly right. It's how much Lance could have helped us over the past several years while we were paying him, $80 million to be in HEB commercials and not pitch.
And open coffee shops.
And then the response to that, though, is like, I'm pretty damn sure like Lance wanted to be helping during that time. Like, you know what I mean?
Him being in the HEB commercial and opening a coffee shop did not deter him from being healthy.
But when did fans start worrying about that, caring about that? Like if my team's paying you $85 and you can't get healthy and help, damn you. Like I'm exhausted of it at some point, right?
Do you think we're going to get to a damn you with Tank?
Well, I mean, Tank hasn't, in my opinion, done for the organization what Lance once did. And Tank hasn't made the money that the organization, the Texans haven't paid him near the money that the Astros have now paid Lance. And so we've seen a promising Tank. We've seen a guy that's going to be a great two, maybe. But I mean, you said it earlier. Like, there's a chance. There was a time when Lance was viewed as dominant ace type player, and $85 million. Like, I think if Tank gets paid, and he's just a really good two, and he shows a year of greatness, and he gets paid, and then for 2 years he's hurt again. Yeah, I think people be fatigued of it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I mean, I think. Would you say that people got fatigued of Fuller? How often Will Fuller was hurt?
Oh, Will Fuller the fourth, huh? That's a name.
That was the first couple years I was here. I remember people being like exhausted with how often he got hurt. Now, if I remember correctly, his was more nagging, like hamstrings and stuff most of the time.
But there's also a thought of Fuller of like, hey man, are you like when you get that many nagging hamstring issues like that? What are you doing?
Yeah.
There's a feel of that, like, this is...
I wonder what role it plays, like y'all just kind of spoke about, the success we've seen Lance have specifically and with the Astros. We're talking World Series, multiple ALCS, playoff runs. I wonder how much that impacts this thinking we're talking about comparatively to, like, say, a Tank Dell, who's been fun to watch contributed, yeah. But I mean, it's not like the Texans have sniffed an AFC championship game.
The greatness that you saw a smidge of, and then I shouldn't disrespect it like that. It was more than a smidge. But then the $85 million extension that has paid off. I think fans are aware of that. I think even the most casual fans like myself are aware of that.
Yeah, he pitched the one great year, and then he got injured, and this is, I don't know, I guess I don't view Lance as a deal of like Lance has done this to hurt himself.
I think it's just fandom. I think it's just when your team is spending money on a guy that can't help you in any way, shape, or form, whether it's his fault or not, that's painful to watch. Especially when you're so close like the Astros, the seven straight ALCSs, and you're right there in the mix of it. It's a tough It's a tough pill to swallow.
And then just get out of the commercials.
You go make that money. Start your own coffee shop.
Get your ass out of the commercials.
We got to go try his coffee shop. If he pitches well today, 2 strikeouts today, we going to his coffee shop?
I'm going no matter what. He stepped on the mound, man.
Okay, we're going. All right. The drive is we got a name. Do we have a name?
Of the coffee shop?
Yeah.
I don't have it. What is it?
I don't know. I'm asking y'all.
Lance's Coffee coming up. Coming up. We'll get Clint's thoughts on the highest paid corner in the league, Derek Stingley.
You're a Tiger, but now you're a Texan, man.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Derek Stingley got him a 3-year extension, $90 million. As reported, on average, 30 a year, that makes him the highest paid cornerback in the NFL, and that is a position where the money is starting to get made, Clint, at the cornerback position.
Yeah, it is.
Woo!
It is starting to get made, and he kind of sets that market. J.C. Horn got himself paid, and now you would think there were three guys that have been all pros in that class that that Stingley is in. You would imagine that this thing probably potentially picks up even more. Sauce Gardner, who was the next pick behind him, Trent McDuffie was later in that first round. Those guys haven't gotten new deals either. They're all eligible, just like Derek Stingley is. I got to tell you, the best part to me on this, Clint, and I do wonder if this is something moving forward that is going to be a thing for the Texans. Are the Texans, they get out in front of it. Right? They will not sit there and wait. And I think that is smart. I think to me it's like, if I know I'm gonna sign you, I know I am. If I know what you've done in this time of it, I'm gonna sign you, I might as well do it now before I get hit with it. And especially I might as well try to mess around some stuff now, so I know when CJ and Will and these guys all come up around the same time. I think it's really, they've done it with Nico. They did it with Titus Howard early. I think it's really, really smart.
Casario seems to have a massive Italian brain.
Thank you, Pat, to when you say, hey, I know I'm going to sign this guy, and I'm not going to sit here and wait. I'm not going to push it a year, because that could cost you millions and millions of dollars. So I think it's really, really smart the way the Texans are doing business right now.
Yeah, look, it's smart until you miss on one, I guess. I mean, and it seems like when we're the players we're talking about, it's hard to just completely miss on these guys.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
but even if you miss, though, there's still a deal of like, all right, man, if you knew, you like, if I know I'm going to pay somebody, like, if I know I'm going to pay Dak, I know I am. There ain't no reason for me to go to two consecutive franchise tags that I can't do nothing with, and then pay him, and then pay him again.
Yeah, look, there is, especially that's with extreme, quarterback. But yeah. Well, no, but I mean, I do think, like, there's a really good chance that that bubble is going to burst at some point. Right? There, at some point, teams are going to go, okay, well, we're not going to pay this quarterback that everybody else may say is next up and he's going to set the market. We're not, we don't believe this quarterback is worth $65 million a year. So we're going to commit to him a year, 2 years in advance to $65 million a year. And we're not real sure of exactly who we have yet. I think that's at some point there's going to be a team that says, nah, we're not going to take that risk. And they're either going to wait or they're just going to move on altogether. Right now, the players have all the power, and the players are just, if you play well at the right time, you're next up. You can get 60, 65, and it ain't no problem at all. I do wonder how long that's going to last.
Yeah.
Because it is, I know teams, I know you look up and you had Kansas City and Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. You had Buffalo, you know, obviously making their runs. You got teams that are building. You got organizations that are building really strong teams, even though they are, and I know they're spreading money out all over the place, but even though they are committing to their quarterbacks $55, $60 million a year, they're still able to build solid teams around. So maybe not, but to me it just seems like we're going to get to – right now it's viewed as a fair conversation to have about Brock Purdy, right? And Dak Prescott's a good example, former fourth-round pick. Right, those kind of guys. It seems like it's fair to have those conversations about, but not a guy that was picked in the top 10 or not a guy that was a first round draft pick. Right, I do wonder how long that's going to last. I know I got off the beaten path there and got into quarterback conversations.
But Purdy makes sense to me. Like, there's a way that you could see, am I really going to pay this guy?
Yeah,
type of money. Right?
I mean, if you're looking at just tangible assets, that's why he was drafted as Mr. Irrelevant, right? Yeah. But if you look at winning, and you know, things of that nature, you could see where you would pay him the money. It's like Dak. If you look at Dak and you look at the stats, not so much playoff wins. You look at the stats and the way he's driven the ball down the field consistently. Yeah, pain. So I think, I don't know, it's just, it's an interesting dynamic with quarterbacks in the NFL is there are some surefire guys. Look, Pat Mahomes, if at any given time, if he wants to set the market, his ass is going to set the market, right? There's a handful of guys that are going to do whatever. I think Burrow's one of those guys. Obviously, Lamar and Josh are those guys. That's just going to happen. But it is going to be interesting to see how some of these guys are treated moving forward. I think CJ's one of them. I think in that building over there, they're convinced how they'd pay him right now if they could.
Not.
But I do wonder what that's going to look like, you know, a year from now if it's a rough year. If it's not a, okay, CJ's taking the bull by the horns. He's young.
It'd have to be really rough.
It'd have to be really rough for you not to pay him after year three or not to wait to.
I think for the Texans, I think it'd have to be really rough for them to say we're not going to pay CJ
after year three.
Yeah, I think if CJ, like for instance, if CJ had a similar year than what he had last year,
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And the total combination of all he's done for 3 years, I think they would say, all right, let's go ahead and lock it up.
God bless, brother.
I think they would.
I'm talking about them.
At the end of the day, I mean, I think there should be a lot left to prove there. I mean, CJ had a hell of a rookie year and CJ had a good year considering everything last year. But when we're talking setting the market, whoo. I gotta see some overcoming things.
Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta see some now, you know, had, winning had, in spite of. I got to see some elite leadership taking this thing over and making a difference, not just talking about it.
If he had the year that he had last year, I'm not saying he's going to set a market. But, I mean, like, he'd get into the Trevor Jared Goff area. I think he'd get into the top.
Yeah, no, not now. I think that would be that would be reasonable with no still, matter what happens
still,
in year
that's
three.
Still 50, that's still $55 million a year.
Jared Goff making that kind of money?
Yeah, man. Yeah, they kept pushing that sucker up. It's how Dak slipped himself into 60. Mm. But that, so yeah, because he'll be, man, dude, he won't be 25 before his, you know, his complete, even with a fifth year rookie deal ends. I think they're not going, like, for me, it would have to go Bobby Slowick horribly. No, it had to be worse than that. It had to be really bad for them to say at 25, this guy who put together a elite-like level season and then a couple of solid ones, that they wouldn't go ahead and they would rather start over.
See that and that's where
I know that is something that you're not like.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like that. It didn't turn into a you should or you shouldn't. It turns into, okay, I drafted you top 10, top 5, and I've got the luxury of seeing another year. That year is going to cost me. If you play well and we win a bunch of games and you take this organization over the way that we hope you would, then I'll pay you that extra $3-5 million a year over a 3 or 4 year deal that I would have saved had I done it this year. But I need to see more. I am definitely 100% I need to see more kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, I know it. You didn't need to see more on Derek Stingley, though.
I did not need to see more on Derek Stingley. No, like that is there. I have no problem. I'm generally speaking I need to see more if I can, and especially when we're talking quarterbacks. I just think you've said it a million times. Are you a fixer? From a leader standpoint, are you elite? Do you win in spite of? You know, how do you handle that adversity of getting hit all the damn time? Like that, all of that stuff. If I've got two more years, like if this next year goes similar to this past season and the team kind of stays stagnant, even if you win the division, and like I would wait to see another year.
Yeah.
Where I think most people would say, nah, go ahead, I'm good. I'll sign up for another 3 or 4 or 5.
I think the Texans are already prepared to pay him. And it would just have to be something go real south for that not to happen. All right. Coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you ready as it looks like, and my man T. Mill going to have to change some TVs, that Lance McCullers is going to get on the mound for the first time in forever. We'll get you ready for that. Also, the Rockets, they won last night. How do you feel about that? We'll discuss all of that as we continue. A little 5 o'clock fire coming up next on The Drive.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.